Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
We are back with Randall Carlson, master builder, architectural designer, teacher, geometrician, geological explorer, and podcast host. And we're talking about, well, the great year. So let me just see if I can sum this up to make sure I understand it. So we've got the 26,000 year cycle, which is called the great year. And this 26,000 years is the completion of the precession of the equinoxes as it works through all 12 of the zodiac signs. And each zodiac sign or it takes 2,160 years to get through that precession. That's a month. That's a cosmic month, 2,160 years. There are 12 months, 12 zodiac signs. So 2,160 times 12 is 26,000. That's the great cosmological calendar. And you were talking about Solon, this ancient Greek political leader who lived before Plato. He goes on a field trip and he's speaking with the Egyptians. And they're telling him, Solon, you Greeks, you have no concept. You have no memory of what has gone on before. You know, you're living in a particular season, but you have no knowledge of what came before or what is to come. Do I have that kind of right?
I think you really, yeah, that was a great summary. I think you did a great job, Richard, as far as where we've gotten so far with it. Why don't we pick up with Plato, where we left off? There's a few more quotes here that would be good. We concluded before the break with the his reference to a declination of the bodies moving around the earth and in the heavens. Declination, you know, from the word declination, it comes from decline, to descend downwards. And there are actually traditions that Plato was most likely referring to a comet here. And there's traditions about the myth that he referenced, the myth of Phaeton, also being a comet. And I don't know how familiar you or the listeners might be with the myth of Phaeton, but it was essentially in a 30-second version, he was a son of Helios, the sun god, but by a mortal woman, but he did not know who his father was, and so he's at school every day, and all of the his peers at school are always bragging about how great their fathers are. So he comes home and he's, you know, expressing his disappointment that he doesn't know who his father is. So finally, his mother decides to reveal to him, well, your father is none other than the sun god. And to make a long story short, he eventually manages to go to find his father, the sun, and then he goes to the palace of the sun, and he manages to convince his father to let him drive the chariot, his father's chariot. And of course, there are four great mighty steeds that drive the chariot. And when young Phaeton gets there on the reins, the steeds immediately knew that he wasn't going to be able to control them. And after flying through the signs of the zodiac, they decline off the zodiac and descend to Earth. And in the process, they set the Earth on fire, the chariot as it descends to Earth, sets the Earth on fire. And eventually the oceans start to boil, and Poseidon entreats Zeus to intercede and do something about it. So Zeus hurls the thunderbolt, and it strikes Phaeton from the sky, and he falls into the river Eridanus, and his sisters, symbolized by the Heliades in the myth and in the constellation, they weep for the death of their brother, and their tears fall to Earth and cause the great deluge.
So this myth this myth is explaining how, you know, typically the sun rises in the east, sets in the west. And according to mythology, this was explained by, you know, the chariots. The chariot is pulling the sun across the sky. On this particular occasion, they had a rookie driver, and he messed up big time. But
That's it. I mean, that is the essence of the myth. And then, one of the interesting things is clearly a very explicit reference to something that could be interpreted as a comet. And the second thing is the correlation of the interaction between the Earth and this comet followed by a great flood. And we see similar evidence for such an actual occurrence, during the Younger Dryas at the end of the last ice age. And in fact, what we see from the evidence in the geological record is that there may have been at least three gigantic flood episodes that were associated with the transition of the Earth out of the previous glacial age into the current interglacial age. And in fact, Plato kind of goes on. He's talking here about, the survivors of such events. And so when he talks about, in some cases, it's people who live in the mountains that'll survive. In other cases, it's people who live near the sea. So this is what he goes on to say, that when this happens, when after this declination of the bodies moving around the earth and in the heavens, when this happens, those who live upon the mountains and in dry and lofty places are more liable to destructions than those who dwell by rivers or on the seashore. And from this calamity, the Nile, who is our never failing savior, saves and delivers us. When, on the other hand, the gods purge the earth with a deluge of water, among you, herdsmen and shepherds on the mountains are the survivors, whereas those of you who live in cities are carried by the rivers into the sea. And this is a reference to the fact that most of the ancient cities were established along rivers, waterways, or along the coastlines. Now, one of the things that happened, of course, at the end of the last ice age is with the melting of all the great ice sheets over North America and Northwestern Europe, sea levels rose as much as 400 feet, maybe more. And so whatever human habitations or settlements or colonies or cities would have been along coastlines during the late glacial maximum, you know, 14, 15, 20,000 years ago or so, they're now under 400, 300 to 400 feet of water, right? So that's one way that ancient civilizations could be destroyed, is by rapidly rising sea levels. The other is that most of the, during these great transition episodes, like this is what that was. I mean, to get the planet out of a full glacial age into an interglacial age, you're talking about a major transition type of event.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flooding. There's going to be flooding.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because here's what's happening, Richard. The estimates are is that there were at least 6 million cubic miles of glacial ice, more than there is now. And so if you can picture the North American continent, you had an ice sheet that reached from the northern United States up to the Arctic Circle and from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean, completely buried virtually all of Canada, up to a mile and a half thick sheet of ice. Now, because all that ice is accumulated, sea levels have dropped a proportional amount, because what's happening is that the water is being evaporated from the sea, and typically what will happen in northern climates now, that moisture in the atmosphere precipitates out as rainfall, where it immediately goes into the creeks and the rivers and is conveyed back to the oceans, or it goes into the groundwater, which also eventually works its way through the hydrological cycle.
But yeah, it's kind of a closed system. It's kind of a closed system that the amount of water on the earth is kind of constant. It's either tied up in the ice or then it's, or it rains down or melts.
Exactly. You got the picture exactly, Richard. That's exactly it. So as the water is evaporated from the oceans, precipitated out on land as snowfall, now typically what happens, let's even up in Canada, virtually all the way up to the Arctic Circle, come spring and summer, the winter's accumulation of snow melts. But now imagine you have a winter's accumulation of snow, but it does not melt. And then next year, there's another precipitation of snow, and it doesn't melt. And this goes on for thousands of years. And eventually, you've accumulated a pile of ice over a mile thick. Now, this is a really extraordinary and remarkable process that we still don't really have an explanation for what happened. Okay, so now go the other way. Now, meanwhile, because that water is not being recycled back into the ocean basins, ocean level is dropping as the ice mass on the continents is increasing. Now, reverse that. When the ice starts melting, it's shrinking back in mass, and the ocean level is rising. Right. And so it's almost as if the planet has got this built in cycle. It's breathing. The ocean levels rise and fall. The ice masses expand and contract and sometimes disappear altogether. And this phenomenon has been going on for hundreds of thousands. In fact, for several million years.
Right. These are seasons, right? These are seasons. We have the, you know, four seasons in a calendar year. Well, they cross over calendar years, but we have four seasons. But cosmologically speaking, just as we have a great year of 26,000 years and a cosmological month of 2,160 years, we also have these seasons. Winter would be in an ice age that could last, 20,000 years or more.
Yeah. Interestingly, Richard, the last ice age lasted about 13,000 years. Now there's the glaciologists and paleoclimatologists. They look at, like I was talking about earlier, they'll look at records going back, say, a quarter million years. And you can see the fingerprints of ice ages, throughout that quarter million years. If you look at the last four cycles of precession, if you do the calculation, you'll get 104,000 years would be four cycles of precession. Interestingly, four cycles ago was the end of an interglacial period called the Eemian, and it was considered to be the closest analog to our modern interglacial cycle, which is called the Holocene, and is usually dated to having started at 11,600 years ago, which coincides with a number of things. One, it coincides with the end of the Younger Dryas. The beginning of the Younger Dryas was about 12,900 years ago. It lasted about 1,300 years. And then at about 11,600 years ago, it came to an abrupt end, and there was a massive global warming event. This warming event caused an accelerated melting of the ice sheets, and marine geologists and oceanographers have identified what they call Meltwater Pulse 1B. The dating of that is at 11,600 years ago, and that is also the date that coincides with a major global climate change, which was associated with the end of the Younger Dryas. Now, since we're talking about Plato here, what's really interesting about that date, and anybody can look this up now online and go type in the Holocene or the Pleistocene-Holocene transition, and you will see that the date given is right at 11,600 years ago. Well, going back to Plato, in that same dialogue that I was just reading, he says, Plato's talking about how the priests explain that there is their sacred registers go back 9,000 years, and their sacred registers go back to the time of Atlantis. And in the two dialogues, Plato, speaking for the Egyptian priests, gives the details on this great war that occurred between Atlantis, this very clearly described as existing on islands outside the Straits of Gibraltar, which were in ancient times called the Pillars of Hercules, right? And right. Their antagonists, who were the cultures that were inside or around the Mediterranean. But here's the interesting thing. He talks about this great war comes to an end, and then there's a great cataclysm that causes an extreme erosional event on the Greek peninsula. But at the same time, tremendous earthquakes and along in the Atlantic region that causes the rapid and catastrophic subsidence of Atlantis. Now, the interesting thing about that is this occurred, as they say, 9,000 years earlier. Well, the date that Solon is usually given to have gone to Egypt was about 600 BC. So you can do the math, the 600 BC plus 2,000 years plus 9,000 years, it brings us right smack onto 11,600 years ago. At the very date, it's like Plato is giving us the date. And right. We now know that there was a very extreme melting event associated with a rapid sea level rise. And in my Atlantis, I have, for those who are interested in diving deeper into the Atlantis thing, on my website, you can go and find about a 9-hour, 2-part lecture that I have given with all the quotes from Plato, the graphs, the science, to try to show that, try to give what I've done is I've tried to explain it using science, but being very consistent with Plato's very explicit details.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeart Radio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.